Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. So today I want to talk about how to navigate through your 20s. I am currently 24 and I am still struggling a lot, but I also already learned a lot. And I just wanted to talk about how we can all navigate through this time, because I feel like it's just a really hard period of our lives. Because there's just a lot going on. There's a lot of pressure on those years as well. And I just feel like sometimes we get a bit overwhelmed by being in our 20s. And I know that other periods also have their struggles, but I feel like being in your 20s is just something that so many people just put a lot of pressure on. In movies, but also in general, when you're telling people that you're in your 20s, they're like, wow, this is such a cool period in life. But honestly, is it really? Is it? Because I don't feel like it sometimes. So when I was 18, I was so excited to finally be in my 20s and like move out and have all this crazy 20 stuff happening. But in reality, it's also just a big chaos, isn't it? And sometimes you just feel so lost and so overwhelmed, and you feel like there are also a lot of expectations on being in your 20s, just like things you have to do in your 20s, and just this picture of how your 20s are supposed to look. And I feel like this puts a lot of pressure on us, and that's why today I wanted to talk about all this, because it affects me quite a lot since I am 24 currently. And so I hope I can just talk you through all that, and maybe we can also discuss, because if you have any tips on how to navigate through this time, then they are quite welcome. So let's get right into this episode. So first, I wanted to talk about that we should make peace with all this chaos. I think in our 20s, we just can't avoid that there's a lot going on. And I don't think that most people have it all figured out. Maybe some people have more chaotic lives than others, but I feel like in our 20s, it's just normal that there's a lot of change going on. And we are trying to start our adult lives. I think it's the period where most of us are moving out from home. We are having our first relationship experiences. We are trying to figure out what career path is the right one for us. And we're dealing a lot with friendship breakups, because we are all changing. We're all changing. And I think when we're younger, usually our surroundings, the friends we make, they're all in the same period and they're all going to school, they're all experiencing the same stuff. But when we're in our 20s, we're all going into different directions, and there's just a lot of change happening. And so people evolve in different directions, and it's just normal that you're not always evolving in the same directions. And maybe you have to move to another city, or you're starting different career paths. Maybe your friends are starting to go to university and you decided to start your first job. So you're just evolving in different directions, and maybe the friendship still works, but sometimes it doesn't. So it's just a period of a lot of change, and that can be scary sometimes, because I don't know, change is never comfortable. And change is necessary, and change is a great thing. It makes us develop into better human beings. And it's just necessary to change, but it can also be quite scary when you see your life changing so much. And I think, of course, there are also other periods in your life where you might be changing a lot, and this can happen at any point of your life, but in your 20s, it's just a period where change is just a sure thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, maybe for some people, this point comes maybe a bit later in their lives. Maybe they experience their 20s in their 30s because for some reason they're a bit delayed. And that's not a problem at all because we're all moving in our own pace and that's not a big deal. But I think for most people, it's in their 20s where the most change is happening. And yeah, it can be quite scary when your whole life is changing. But it can also be beautiful because it's also something super exciting and you're figuring out who you are and where you're going to go in life. And it's such a huge period of chaos and change. And that's scary and beautiful at the same time. And I think that's what the 20s are all about. And so what I want to say with all this is that we should embrace that chaos, even though it can be scary sometimes and it can be overwhelming. But we're only living in our 20s once. We only have those 10 years once in our lives. And even if it's a big chaos and a lot of change is happening and you're a bit overwhelmed, just embrace it because that's what this period is all about. And yeah, we should just see the positive side of it and see it as this exciting journey that it is. I also want to say that it's okay not to know yet in which direction you want your life to go, because sometimes we think that our 20s have to be super linear and we have to be on this journey of figuring everything out, but sometimes we just go in the wrong direction because we don't know better yet. We are just starting our adult life and maybe we think, okay, now I need to move out. I need to move into another city because that's what everyone's doing. Maybe all your friends are moving to another country or another city. So you think, okay, that's what I'm supposed to do as well. And then you move to another country or another city and you start university because you thought that's what you are supposed to do. And then you realize that it's not the right direction for you. And that's totally fine. It's not that you're failing and you're doing something wrong when you realize that's just not the right direction for you, because your 20s are also a period you can use to figure everything out. And it's a period where you are allowed to make mistakes because you don't know better yet. And don't get me wrong, you're always allowed to do mistakes in life, even if you're not in your 20s. But I think especially in this period, it's important to realize that just because you went into the in the wrong direction doesn't mean you did everything wrong and you messed up your 20s. I mean, your 20s are a period where you can try things out. And when you realize, okay, maybe moving into this new city and starting university is not for me, then it's not a bad thing to decide to move back home and try something else. Because that's the time where you can do it. You just started your life and that's the time where you can figure out which direction is for you. And even if you're going into the wrong directions 3 times in a row and you realize, shit, that was not the right direction as well and I need to go back again, that's not a bad thing at all. I mean, it's great that you have the courage to try something new. Please, please have the courage to go back and try again if you realize that it's not for you. Because if you are too scared to try again, if you're too scared to go back and you're too scared that you will disappoint people when you move back and try a different direction, then you will regret that. Because when you're in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s and you realize, shit, I already knew back then that it wasn't the right direction, but I just didn't go back. And now it's way harder to go back and do it again and try something else. I mean, it's never too late to do that. Honestly, my grandma was, I think, 35 when she started to study medicine and she's a doctor now. So it's never too late, but I think when you already know in your 20s that you made a wrong step and you went into the different into the false direction, then you should fix it right away, because your life is too short to stick to a situation you're not happy with. So have the courage to try again, have the courage to go back, and have the courage to admit that it's just not the right thing for you. Maybe it is for everyone else, but not for you. Maybe you realize that you are just not ready yet to move out and you still want to live with your parents for a while, and that's totally fine. Everyone moves in their own pace and that's okay. I also mentioned that earlier, but I think friendships are also a huge thing in our 20s, and we feel like we're supposed to stick with the same group of people, but I don't know, sometimes in high school we think that those friendships will just last forever. And sometimes they do, but oftentimes they just don't. Because in our 20s, as I already said, we change a lot and we go into different directions. And sometimes we need to just accept that people evolve in different ways. And sometimes those people that were in our lives for such a long time are just not the right people for us anymore. And I think it's really sad sometimes to just go different ways, but sometimes we have to accept that some people just don't serve us anymore. That sounds a bit rude, but sometimes we just don't feel good anymore in those friendships. And it's sad to have those friendship breakups, but sometimes it's just important to accept that those people just don't fit in our lives anymore, and we need to find people who are just on the same paths as we are right now, and who can just inspire us and maybe just fit in our lives better. And that's okay. It's so beautiful to make new friendships. It's always sad to break up with our old friendships, but it's important to meet new people and make new friendships and accept that this is just a period in your life where you will meet new people and you have to make peace with losing some old people from your life. So yeah, just make peace with that, because you don't have to cut them out of your lives entirely. But I think there's this saying that the five people you spend the most time with are like you are the average of them. You know what I mean? I don't know how to say words exactly, but something like that. And I really think that's true. So I think you need to hang with people or surround yourself with people that are on the same path as you are. Surround yourself with the people you want to be like. And if those old friends are not on the same path as you are, I think maybe you will get stuck in life when you can't make peace with the thought of letting them go. So I think that's something, a really hard lesson we all need to learn in our 20s. But also I think, besides from friendships, we need to invest most of our time in finding ourselves and figuring out who we are and what we want in life. And I think we often spend too much time on the outside, like with friends and with activities, because we are young and we want to try a lot, we want to do a lot. But I think we also need to spend some time on the inside with ourselves and figuring out who we are and what we want. And yeah, I think finding ourselves is also a huge part in our 20s that we sometimes avoid, because it can be quite painful to see all the hidden trauma and yeah, just dealing with ourselves. That can be quite hard and quite painful, but it's a really important thing to do, and we shouldn't avoid that. We shouldn't look away and trying to numb us with all those activities and friendships and relationships. We shouldn't numb ourselves, because looking inside and confronting ourselves with what we're feeling and all the hidden traumas and all the hidden stuff inside ourselves is so important, because if we're dealing with all this now, we will just feel so much better. It really is the best thing to realize that we have it, like that we took that time and went through all that pain, because it will just feel so good. Trust me, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth looking inside. I think something we can all do to just work on ourselves and work on all that is to journal or to have a diary, whatever you prefer. But I think writing things down that are not going well in your life, writing your feelings down. For example, when something's triggering you or you feel really overwhelmed and scared, just take your journal or also maybe just your notes app and write it down, because that will make things a lot more clear. When you have them all written down, it's way easier to find a solution or also see that some things aren't as serious as you thought they were or as they were in your head. Because if you see them black on white on a paper, then it will just be more clear. And I think that's a really good tool to use to just, work on your feelings and work on yourself. Also, therapy, of course. I don't know, some people still see therapy as something only sick people do, like when you're really mentally struggling. But I think we can all benefit from therapy, honestly. My mom's a therapist, and I'm not saying it just because my mom's a therapist, but also in general, I think so many people would just benefit from therapy, even if they're not struggling a lot and they feel crazy or anything or super mentally ill. We can all benefit from therapy. And if you're still thinking therapy isn't for you, then at least talk to friends and family and really open up, because we all have some things we're struggling with, and talking about it, writing it down is just really important to solve all this and to work on all this. And you will just feel like a better person when you don't suppress your feelings, but you let them out and you just look at them and work on them. Okay, so enough about mental health. I think that's a really important topic, but it's just not the main topic of today's episode. So I think your 20s are also a period where you should try a lot of things, because in our 20s, we are young. We oftentimes still have the support of our parents. We have something we can go back to. I know that not all of us have that privilege, but many of us still have the safety of knowing that they can still go back to their parents when everything falls apart. But even if you don't have that, your 20s should be a period where you just try things out, because now you're young, you don't have a lot of responsibilities usually, you don't have a family yet, you don't have children you have to take care of, you don't have a husband yet. Maybe you do, but I don't. And I think now is the period where you need to try a lot of things, a lot of jobs, a lot of, I don't know, people or hobbies. And you should just find out what it is that excites you, what it is you like, what it is you don't like, and just try a lot of stuff out. Travel a lot if you can afford it somehow. Maybe take a side job so you can afford traveling, because I think traveling is one of the best things to just, for the journey of finding yourself. I think traveling is just something that brings you so much life experience in such a short time. So I'm a huge fan of traveling, and you can also do it very low budget. There are a lot of accounts you can follow on Instagram or TikTok or websites on the internet you can look up on how to travel really low budget, so I think there's always a possibility to travel somehow in your 20s. And yeah, I think now's the time to try a lot, to travel a lot, to just, yeah, take risks, because now you don't have a huge responsibility yet. You still have time. You don't have to have it all figured out. So take those risks and maybe start that side hustle you always wanted to. Or maybe you can try to, I don't know, become an actor or write a book, because now you have the time and you're still young and you can just try things out and take some risks. That's gonna be maybe a bit harder when you get older. Still, I'm not saying it's impossible, but now's the best time for it. So just do it. Just go for it. Take some risks. Try some things out. And always remember that you should do what feels right and not what sounds right or what sounds best. Just always do what you want to do. That's so important, to just stay true to yourself. I know in our 20s, we're still under a lot of influence from our parents or old friendships, and it's really easy to get soaked in by the expectations of others. But you should always remember that it's your life and you know best what feels right to you and what feels best for you. And even though you might think that another thing would be better or more right, but maybe think about if those are just expectations you put on yourself or others put on yourself, or if it's really what you want to do and what actually feels right to you. I think you should really try to find that out. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate if something is an expectation you put on yourself or someone else put on yourself, or if it's something you really want to do. But it's important to take that time to find that out. But also, just remember that you have time. You don't have to have it all figured out once you hit 30, because your 20s are also just a number, okay? When you're 29 and you have nothing figured out yet, just try again in your 30s. It's only because you hit 30 doesn't mean anything, okay? You can still live like it's your 20s. We shouldn't put too much pressure on this number, and we shouldn't put this pressure on ourselves that we should be done by 29 with all that 20 stuff, because it doesn't end then, okay? You can still, yeah, as I already said a lot of times now, but we all go in our own paces, and that's fine. It's okay to be a bit slower than others. You don't need to compare yourself to anyone, okay? It's your life. And if for some reasons you were a bit late with everything, don't rush yourself, okay? You still have time. Only because you're hit 29 doesn't mean that you have to already achieve anything. It's okay, okay? Don't stress yourself too much. Don't put too much pressure on your 20s. Also, don't have such high expectations of your 20s. I know that in those movies, or maybe also when you're listening to some influencers, it sounds like you have to have those crazy times in your 20s and you have to do those crazy things. Maybe you need to, yeah, start your own business, or find your soulmate, or I don't know, that perfect friend group. But it's not the reality, and it's okay if your life looks different. It's your life and you can't force anything, and you should just enjoy the ride. So just accept that your 20s are not supposed to look like anything. Don't put too much pressure on them. It's just, again, it's just a number, and it's your life, and it will never look like anyone else's, because you're unique and your journey is unique, and that's okay. You don't have to have the craziest experience in your 20s. You don't have to find your soulmate or figure out your career path. Everyone's 20s look different, and that's totally fine. And you shouldn't put any kind of pressure on them. So I think our 20s are a great time. We're young, we are free, and it's the starting points of our adult life, and we can try new things. We can make all those crazy experiences, and it's just like all the paths are still open. We can still do anything with our lives. It's all a blank paper, and we can fill it up with anything we want, however we like, and that's so exciting. But it's also a period with a lot of unknowns, and it can be quite scary as well. So there's just this huge chaos and this huge period of change, and it's beautiful but scary at the same time. But I think we should just embrace it like that and just trust the process, as I already talked about in my last episode. So yeah, I think that's all I have to say about the 20s. I mean, I'm only 24 now. Maybe I'll do my next Navigate Through Your 20s episode when I'm 29. Maybe I have a lot more to say by then. I hope so, at least. I hope that I'm learning a lot in the next few years. Because that's what our 20s are all about. Learning about life and ourselves. And I hope that I will be a bit wiser once I hit 30, but I do not have to have it all figured out. I don't want to put any pressure on myself, but yeah, I think our 20s are a great time still. So let's just all celebrate being in our 20s and accept that we don't know everything yet, and that's fine. And we also do not need to know everything by 30 or 40 or 50. Life is just a big chaos. We don't know where it goes and what's gonna happen. We can't control everything, and we can just enjoy the show. Okay, so thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope I could give you some comfort that our 20s are just a difficult time for all of us and fun at the same time. So I hope that we can now all embrace the chaos and the change. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to give the first I can't talk anymore. I should really end this episode. But don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating. That would really help me grow this podcast. And maybe also, if you really enjoyed listening, share this episode with your friends or family and check out my socials. And thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a great day and a great life. See you next week. Bye, guys.